Hey guys, on the first segment, I'm going to drop a really big truth bomb on everybody, and I don't care what people say, the market is not in a frenzy. The market is strong and stable. We are talking about real estate, everything from luxury to regular, from the metro in Seattle to the rural of Edgewood. We are going to be all around the metro of Seattle, and we're going to be expanding to some other states soon, but we're going to get into all that later. We're going to talk today about interest rates and the rising prices in the Seattle and Bellevue markets. It has a lot of people balking and saying, maybe I shouldn't be buying right now. And we're going to get into that in today's segment. Strap in, guys, because I have some very enlightening stuff coming for you. So without further ado, let's get right into the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about in today's episode. And I feel like I'm dropping a really big truth bomb for everybody. Interest rates have been hiking. The Federal Reserve has been telling everybody they're going to be bolstering rates, which of course hurts your bottom line when buying a house and means that you probably won't be wanting to refinance anytime soon. But what I can tell you is this. The home prices continue to soar. Us over at Ward Homoka, we are having a hard time keeping most of our inventory. Homes are selling like hotcakes, and if you're a buyer, it's a really hard time to be in the marketplace looking for a new home. Unless you're happening to have a lot of cash and you can just kind of come out into the market and just do whatever you want and just buy whatever you want. If you're not in that type of situation, these interest rates are probably hurting you a little bit and even forcing you not to be able to buy. If you are in the scenario where you can buy in this market, though, I want you to look back and look at the worst market that we've ever seen. When we had the big crash in 2007, the worst markets were hit by about 20% in residential forms. If you are looking at commercial forms, that was affected differently. Condo markets affected even more steeply. What I will say is even with that 20% dip across the board, which is about typical depending on price point, most people within a couple of years made up all of that difference. Now, if you had bought in that worst time ever to buy, remember in 2007, you bought in the worst time to buy. If you'd stayed in that house, you still would have made out big today in today's market. So remember that if we are long in the tooth in this market and we're about to crash, you are going to be okay if you can hold on. So if you have stable income, stable jobs, and you don't buy at the top of your budget, you should be fine anyways. Now, that being said, our current market is appreciating by a very large percentage. A lot of people are talking about it, but let's get into why that affects you and why that means that maybe it's still a great time to buy a house. So Garth, you're telling me that we're gonna make money by buying in a market that's appreciating really fast? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And the metropolitan areas and surrounding regions of Seattle and Tacoma, we're seeing the markets rise by about 14 to 17%. What that means is within a year and a half to two, you're basically recession proof. If that was 2007 and you bought at the peak, you still won. You won by a little bit. You can't time the market always perfectly, but at some point you have to buy in. And if you're trying to accumulate wealth, the buy-in has to happen. And if you're young, always remember the earlier you buy in is the best time to buy in because you have time on your side. Now, we're going to end today's segment with our highlighted community sponsor. That's right. We're here to thank the community sponsor, Northcote Lane. They are some luxury homes in East Hill, Kent. gated community, and some of the best finishes you've ever seen. If you want to find out more information on them, the community, or how they do their work, look them up at northcoatlane.com, and to see other community sponsors, follow us at wardhomoka.com. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining us at today's segment, and hopefully you'll join us next time. You have a great day.